Judges chapter 17. And there was a man of Mount Ephraim whose name was Micah, and he said to his mother, "The 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from you, which you cursed, and spoke of also in my ears, behold, the silver is with me, I took it." And his mother said, "Blessed are you of Yahweh, my son." And when he had restored the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother said, "I had wholly dedicated the silver to Yahweh from my hand from my son, to make a graven image and a molten image. Now for this reason I will restore to you." Yet he restored the money to his mother, and his mother took 200 shekels of silver and gave them to the founder, who made of it a graven image and a molten image, and they were in the house of Micah. And the man Micah had a house of Elohim, and had made an ephod and teraphim, and consecrated one of them to his sons, who became his priest. In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And there was a young man out of Bethlehem, Yehuda, of the family of Yehuda, who was a Levite, and he traveled there. And the man departed out of the city from Bethlehem, Yehuda, to travel where he could find a place. And he came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, as he journeyed. And Micah said to him, "From where do you come?" And he said to him, "I'm a Levite of Bethlehem, Yehuda, and I go to travel where I might find a place." And Micah said to him, "Dwell with me, be to me a father and a priest, and I will give you 10 shekels of silver, according to the year, and a suit of apparel, and your food." And so the Levite went in. The Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man was unto him as one of his sons. And Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest, and was in the house of Micah. And then said Micah, "Now do I know that Yahweh will do me good, seeing I have a Levite to be my priest." End of chapter 17.